Risk appetite showed some signs of picking up again after Monday's sharp falls today, but it does still feel like the bears are in ascendancy in this market. We saw quite a big sell-off into the close today. Simon Brown, trader, investor, podcaster, columnist, world traveler, welcome, bonjour. How was Paris?
Michael, Paris was amazing. Expensive as heck, but beautiful, lovely food, great people, wonderful art, had an absolute blast.
I hope you locked in your Forex, because just as you decided to go, we saw the Rand certainly tanking against the Euro and all of those. Now, if I lose any more money in the stock market, I'm going to have to enter the ANC leadership race to learn how to buy and sell. It's been tough out there. What stood out for you today?
You know what stood out for me, and it's the point that you made there, is we were doing okay, and then suddenly in the last 45 minutes after the US had opened, we just continued collapsing, and we closed green. Let's not call it a collapse. We closed up a third of a percent on the top 40, and resources just continue to get hit. It's not just that the commodities are under pressure, and that they certainly are, although they're at good levels. I think people are just looking forward over the next 6 to 12 months and saying, look, we understand the war in Ukraine. We understand the bottlenecks and all of that, but also be worried about just good old-fashioned demand. Yeah. And if the demand's not there, then the prices aren't either.
Well, and that's the issue. You know, I mean, stocks have been overpriced, certainly in the US, probably not as much here. Crypto currently in a bear market. Real estate has been a bubble. The dollar is inflating. All alternatives seem to be overbought, and I'm certainly not schizo enough to buy gold at this stage. So the question is, what do I do with my money? I just don't know where to put it. I would probably be buying, government bonds at this stage?
Well, the trick is, I mean, so then the classic answer there is, well, cash. Okay, but we've got inflation as well, so your cash is giving you negative returns as well. I think you're right. There certainly is some value coming in at government bonds. You can get around 9-10%. The retail bonds are offering that in the current inflation environment. And even if Moody's is right and inflation goes to 8%, you're going to be ahead of the curve. Mm. The problem with it is that lock-in. Do you want to lock in for the next 3 to 5 years? 5, no; 3, probably not. Mm. So yeah, I'm storing some cash and the cash pile's building, and then just doing my good old fashioned buying some of the sort of boring ShopRite. Yeah, we're always going to be eating, and let's be clear, ShopRite's not cheap. But I don't know that I've ever seen. Well, there was a brief window after the collapse and the pandemic sell-off. ShopRite's never cheap.
Yeah, but you've got to pay up for quality, and that's certainly what you're paying up for over there. In the market today, we had Carp Agri out with a decent set of first half numbers. This, and interesting because Carp Agri was recently unbundled from Zeta, and now they really are standing on their own 2 feet. They listed back in 2017. They've done R1 billion deal to buy into retail fuel supply. Just when government's starting to look at how it's going to loosen up that market. Interesting that. Anything that stood out for you in those numbers?
I like the numbers. A lot of it is obviously sort of peak. Certainly, farmers are still producing a heck of a lot. Mm. They're getting decent prices, but their input costs have gone up. Fertilizer, diesel, Eskom, everything else has increased. So a bit of a squeeze on margins from there. I like the fuel business. I hear what you say about deregulation. It's just 93 octanes, and they're quite small. They're going to have 85 stations around the country, about 500 million liters a month, which is 3-odd% of sales. But it's not so much the petrol. It's the forecourt. It's that convenience. It's that QSR. It's all of that part. And that fits incredibly well into their other part of the retail business. And here's the fact that bit me on the nose. They do some lending to farmers through their lending business. Their impairments, which we call bad debts, 0.07%.
Wow.
Staggering.
That is staggering, but I'm sure they understand that book better than most. Just give them the land bank and let's be done with it. Now, if we look at some breaking news just came in, Amar Bongani, Tizo Blackstar winning that court bid for access to the Steinhoff report. That's the PwC report that, no one at Steinhoff seemed to want the media to have a look at. I wonder why.
Mm, yeah, we got, a 10-page summary, I think, of a 3,000-page report. Mm. This isn't even the proverbial can of worms. I think it's going to be bigger than that. Steinhoff stands as our biggest corporate scandal/fraud since Master Bond in the late 90s. This is the big one of the last couple of decades. And obviously, yeah, some of it's just you don't want the internal workings, but there's going to be some explosive pieces of information there that are going to come out. I think Tisa Blackstar and Bongani, they're not sleeping for the next 10 days. They're absolutely just eagerly waiting.
Yeah, I mean, the Steinhoff story makes Corp Capital seem like a Sunday picnic. Simon Brown, trader, investor, podcaster, columnist, and world traveler with your markets here on Hot Business.